It all started when Inspector General Amy Curlin's office figured out a city contractor forged bond documents. The company did not take out a bond that would pay the city back if the contract was not completed. Curlin turned the matter over to the district attorney for criminal prosecution. Now she's adding new checks and balances to make sure it doesn't happen again.
We made a number of recommendations, worked with the various city departments, and most of our recommendations either have already been implemented or are in the process of being implemented.
Curlin says the recommendations include better screening of contractors and their financial stability.
The first step is the questionnaires that the contractors have to submit. And what we've recommended is that the city independently verify the answers on there. And that's the part that has to do with credit history, criminal convictions, and that sort of thing.
The contractor caught forging documents could be facing time in jail, as well as a ban from future city contracts. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.